This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Michael Dell of Dell Computers, based in Houston, gave $36 million from his foundation to the Rebuild Texas funds in the wake of Harvey. Two tribes in Brazil were awarded ancestral territorial lands by the Brazilian Supreme Court, with one tribal suit still pending. The Trump administration is looking to change the funding formula for infrastructure projects from 80% federal, 20% state, to the opposite, 80% state and 20% federal. Disparities in unemployment and labor force participation are at or near their lowest levels ever for African Americans and Hispanics, with a tightening labor market. Lobbying expenses for the first 6 months of the year amount to $1.67 billion, the most since 2012, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. There are about 10,000 lobbyists registered in Washington, roughly 20 for every member of Congress. An opinion poll finds that just 21% of Arizonans supported Trump's pardon of Arpaio, while 50% opposed it. The Hispanic electorate in Arizona is expected to grow from 15% in 2010 to 25% by 2030. Between the 1800s and 1917, around 2 million migrants signed up for 10-year terms, later cut to 5, in European colonies. Most were from India, with smaller shares from China, Southeast Asia, and elsewhere. In British colonies from 1834 and in French and Dutch ones from later, they replaced freed African slaves on sugar and coffee plantations. Megachurch leader Joel Osteen has been the target of steady criticism for his delayed response in Houston in opening his huge megachurch to storm victims. Drug overdoses killed about 64,000 people in the U.S. last year, a staggering 22% rise as synthetic opioids like fentanyl pushed the count up. Deforestation has contributed about 11% of the world's greenhouse gases. California uses inmates to fight fires and has done since 1946. Roughly 4,000 prisoners these days, including 250 women, fight wildfires alongside civilian firefighters. Reinsurance in Minnesota, where the state is helping pay the largest claims under the Affordable Care Act, is reducing premiums for 160,000 people by 20% at the budgeted cost of $270 million per year for the next 2 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.